The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Intersectional feminist, Laura Witt. Now, I'm going to pretend that I don't know what an intersectional feminist is.
A feminist who stands and makes their stances inside of an intersection. They stand in the middle of a four-way road.
Huh. Pat, explain explain what an
intersectional...
No, an intersectional feminist.
Intersectional feminist is a feminist who has entered the sexual realm of feminism. I have no idea. Intersex, isn't that a person with both parts?
No, this is intersectional. Not intersexual. Intersectional.
Feminist. Okay, feminist. So that's a person who lives in the West, but their other feminist people that they talk to are in the East.
Okay.
And that,
all right, good, good, good.
Intersectional.
Stu, help us out. Did
intersectional feminist. Yes, there's a USA Today story all about it, which gives you...
Which everybody the title. Stepped over as what they is, went out of their... Hotel
right.
room.
What is intersectional feminism? A look at the term you may be hearing a lot.
Okay.
All right.
It says intersectional feminism is much more than the latest feminist buzzword. It's a decades-old term many feminists use to explain how the feminist movement can be more diverse and inclusive.
It's a decades-old term that we've all heard for the first time in the last week.
Apparently.
The last minute. Okay.
Jeez.
Okay, so she has come out now. As somebody who wants to make sure that women, you know, are strong women that aren't going to, you know, date somebody who is an oppressor.
Yeah, and this, I think, explains this article as well. If feminism is advocating for women's rights and equality between the sexes, intersectional feminism is the understanding of how women's overlapping identities, including race, class, ethnicity, religion, and sexual orientation, impact the way they experience oppression and discrimination. So it's basically like feminism with social justice.
Okay, so here it is. She says, you should not be dating somebody who is not like you, okay? She says, quote, as a queer femme of color, I keep low...
I'm sorry, are you saying that or is the article saying
says.
That?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, I could identify what it...
That's what I was asking.
As a queer femme of color, I keep close relationships with people who go beyond allyship. They're true accomplices in the fight against white supremacy, queer phobia, and misogyny. And if you're not going to support the marginalized folks, then we can't be friends, let alone date.
Hmm.
The personal is political. So she says, there are questions that you need to ask before you get close to someone. Skip all the pesky small talk. She says, you need to... ask these questions before you go out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Pat, you're gonna go ahead, ask me out on a date.
Glenn, would you like to go out with me?
No.
Okay.
Stu.
You just rejected him?
Yeah.
Ask why? Why did you reject him? Is it because he's
look
a man?
Him. Look at him. Think I want to. Oh, is that when did I say I wanted to date a 50-year-old man? Never.
Plus, I'm not intersectional. So
okay. Right. So anyway. Okay. Okay. So here's the list. Do you believe, number one, do you believe that Black lives matter?
Yes, I believe all lives matter.
What are your thoughts on gender and sexual orientation? How do you want to work to dismantle sexism and misogyny in your life?
I don't. I'm too lazy for what that.
You said the word work, so no.
What are your thoughts on sex work? Well,
I'm
first of all, it shouldn't be work.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm willing to put in an 8-hour day with you. I'm just
honestly, if you're on a date and someone asks you, how do you feel about sex work? I would think that they're saying, I'm a prostitute. Are you going to pay me for tonight?
Yes. That's how I'd read that.
Right. What are your thoughts on sex work? Are you a supporter of the BDS movement?
If I knew what the BDS movement was.
Irritated bowel syndrome. It's an ailment that affects thousands.
No, it's not. No, this is the tie you up and gag you and put a little red.
No,
ball
that you're thinking.
No, that's not.
No, you're thinking of BDSM.
Oh, okay. So I don't. BDS movement. Isn't that the deal about
the boycott Israel?
Yeah,
thing.
Boycott yeah. Israel.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah,
I'm not
what
down
is your,
with that.
What is your understanding of settler colonialism and indigenous rights? Can you imagine somebody asks you out for a date?
I know,
and you say, "Hang on, just a second. I just want to know your understanding of settler colonialism and indigenous rights." I immediately say, you know what? I might even agree with you on those, but
I
I'm no longer
my
interested.
Invitation to dinner.
Wow, is it going to be a lot of work?
By the way, I'm fascinated by the sex work question here.
Yeah,
that we've had over the past week two hardcore left wing sort of advocates tell us to ask questions of people that we come in contact with. One, if we're on a date, how do you feel about sex work? And then when you're at work, if you want to hug someone, you should first ask, "May I use your body?"
Mm-hmm.
What is happening here? Mm. These are not advisable questions to ask anyone.
Doesn't seem like a positive trend.
No.
Number seven. Do you think capitalism is exploitive? Can any human be illegal?
Yes.
Do you support Muslim Americans and non-Muslim people from Islamic countries?
Yes.
Does your
Do we support Muslim people?
Do you support Muslim Americans and non-Muslim people from Islamic countries?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Like, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
I sort of support everybody that doesn't try to kill us.
Number 10. Does your allyship include disabled folks?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
My answer to that is, I'm sorry. I just remembered. I don't date people who use the word allyship.
Yes. Where does that allyship? That's until I had seen
allyship,
that question.
Allyship. It's
your circle of friends.
Yeah. No, I'm for gay rights, and so I'm an oppressed people. So I need to look for the other marginalized people, and I'm an ally with all marginalized people.
But you can't be an ally with a white person who's a Christian. And has traditional standards.
No, they're not marginalized.
They're not marginalized. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
You can't be inclusive of them.
No.
They must be silenced.
No, I know.
When you type in the word allyship into Google, the first thing you get is the definition from the Feminist Humanist Alliance. Which is...
the Feminist Humanist Alliance. So,
well, see, that's weird because...
You don't believe in God, right? Basically.
I don't know. I'm a member of the Intersectional Feminist Humanist Alliance.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you think the Feminist Humanist Alliance is not socially justice-related enough?
Haters. Okay. Their allyship doesn't include
I know they don't go
everything.
Far enough. Yeah. They just don't.
No, they don't.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living. All day, basically. And it can be a little... exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.